welcome back to Sales is King. Dan Sixsmith, glad to be with you on the last week of 2023. Unbelievable. Wow. Hope you had a great Christmas, Hanukkah, holiday, whatever you celebrate. Welcome you back to the show. Hope you're listening as you are going around getting ready for New Year's or whatever you're doing this week. Hopefully you've got some downtime, some time with family. So I wanted to get into our final episode of the year. And it's our 150th episode, which is also quite amazing. I just want to thank all of the listeners who have been with us. Some of you all the way back to 2017 when we started the show. And I am very grateful for your support and listenership. And hopefully you've gotten some good learnings out of the podcast over the years. We're committed to continuing on the podcast. As we mentioned in the last show, we'll be launching a new show, announcing it just after the new year. Completely different. We'll not be talking about sales. I'm excited about it. I've got a brand new co-host who will be working with me, and she's a pretty high-powered person, so we're excited about that. So be on the lookout for that. What else? We want you to also go to LinkedIn, sign up for the Value Stories blog, which comes out every week. We talk about value selling. We talk about what's going on in B2B. And a lot of good stuff on that, and we publish that out weekly. So, loving it. And that's going to be the topic. Certainly, I'm going to get to the number one lesson that I learned in 2023, which is the title of our episode today. But I'm going to go through the final blog of the year first, with what to look for in 2024. Right. And, you know, as we said in the last episode, I think that 2024 is going to represent one of the biggest opportunity years for B2B sellers in recent memory. The whole explosion of AI has really brought about a sea change, which we haven't seen before in B2B. You know, we talked about cloud, we've talked about digital, right? The digital age, we've talked about customer experience. But, you know, AI is just killing it and is really going to reshape the entire landscape. And, you know, there's already winners and losers out there. And the biggest mistake you can make today in regards to AI is to wait and see. Right? You've got to be in there. You've got to have your sleeves rolled up. You've got to be navigating and figuring it out. And we talked about this in the last episode. So this latest article that I wrote is called The Holy Grail is Closer Than You Think. The Holy Grail is Closer Than You Think. And, you know, we've been looking for this magic bullet in sales for years. And, you know, we know there's no such thing. But I got to tell you, AI is getting close to giving you some really, really heavy artillery in your game to be able to, you know, leapfrog the others on your team and go to number one. So, you know, are you number one on your sales team is the first question I would have you ask yourself. And if you're not, why not? And then let's think about how you can leverage AI to completely reshape your sales game, win more, and put you squarely at the top. And that's one of the things you should be thinking about going into 2024. How do I sell more? How do I make more money? And in this article, we contend that AI could potentially 10x your earnings if leveraged properly. So let's talk about certainly what's going on as we head into 2024. And again, AI is right at the top of the list. We talked in the last episode about, you know, the different tools that you can use that will help you and work alongside of you, right? Because this whole AI thing is not going to be people taking your job. It's going to be tools that are going to help you do a better job, win more, sell more effectively, learn quicker, right? Being able to predict and follow the right deals, connect with the right individuals, and hone the right skills, you know, as you move forward. So AI has to be leveraged going into 2024. It's going to be the biggest thing, again, that we're going to have at our disposal as we move forward. Next is, you know, what I'm calling kind of next-gen virtual selling. Next-gen virtual selling. Well, what does that mean exactly? Well, we've had Zoom now for a number of years, right? Since the pandemic, everybody does Zooms, you know? So great. But how do we take it to the next level? What are some of the tools that work with Zoom that can help you get to the next level, right? Perhaps more advanced whiteboarding. How do we engage the audience better, right? How do we leverage the video screen to make sure that everyone on the call is engaged, right? And it's different skills that are going to make you a better seller on Zoom, because many of us feel great, you know, in person. We can get up and whiteboard. We can kind of feel the energy in the room, but we have to be able to kind of feel the energy on a virtual call, whether it's Zoom, whether it's, you know, Teams or whatever you have. We've got to take that virtual selling game to the next level. So think about, you know, how do I improve my skills in virtual selling is number two. Number three in the article is value-based selling taking center stage. And you know I'm all about this, and I think it's going to be great that more and more companies are leveraging value, that are personalizing, that are quantifying, that are doing a more compelling discovery, that are asking the right questions, that are connecting with C-suite executives, that are being able to, you know, talk on an executive level, right? And just have more confidence. So value selling, taking center stage, ROI, business outcomes, super important moving into 2024. Next is customer-focused marketing and sales. Again, you know, with all of the pressure on revenue teams today, right? Let's face it, all of the numbers and the goals are extremely aggressive, you know, across all of B2B. So we've got to squeeze out as much revenue as we can by not only new logos, but current customers. Are we nurturing and developing relationships? Are we really taking care of our customers? Are we delivering the goods for them? Are we building relationships across the organization? Do we have executives involved? All of that good stuff in order to, you know, drive that loyalty, right? We want customers staying with us for a long, long time, and we want them spending more money with us, and we want them to make a lot of money leveraging our solutions. And that is really the definition of a mutually successful relationship. The next one, you know, you've heard me talk about this quite a bit. We talked about it a lot this year. We wrote about it a lot this year, but C-suite engagement. Selling into the C-suite, again, is becoming more common now since the pandemic. We talked about this in one of the prior episodes. By a factor of 2x now, C-suite executives are involved in purchase decisions. They're also involved in selling more, quite honestly. So, you know, very interesting. But, you know, what's going to happen is as you progress in these deals, And, you know, one way to progress in the deal is certainly leveraging value selling. But as we progress in these deals, you know, we may encounter a CMO, a CTO, a CFO, a CEO, depending on the size of the company. So, you know, we're going to have to figure out how to connect better and how to get the attention of C-suite executives. And we wrote an entire article on it. If you go to the Value Stories blog, one of the earlier episodes, one of the earlier articles was on connecting with the C-suite. And again, and we've got my printer going here in the background, but we're going to be, you know, again, needing to up our game and start to connect better with C-suite executives. Next, we've got potentially new technologies like augmented reality and virtual reality coming into play soon. That's been around for a while, but, you know, potentially leveraging these in our sales presentations because, you know, as we've talked about, content is becoming more and more important in sales today. It's the 12th man, according to that Mediafly research, which I like. And, you know, whatever we can do to up-level these presentations is going to be clutch, right? We need to engage with the buyer, right? We need the content to engage with the buyer, and we need them to get excited about it, right? They don't want to see a PowerPoint. You know, it's like, come on, right? You know, in one of the recent studies, it said that most B2B executives are looking for B2C type engagement and content, you know? So like, you know, they don't want to look at garbage and words on a page or charts and graphs. They want animation, motion graphics, video, right? And this, think about augmented reality and virtual reality coming soon. How can you leverage it? How can you use AI to potentially leverage these tools going forward? So keep an eye out for that. And something you can use as a potential advantage and differentiating point. We talked about predictive analytics, redefining our sales strategies. That is going to be front and center, right? How do we focus on the right customer behavior? How do we identify potential leads and forecast market trends? Right? You look at historical data, there's machine learning algorithms. It's going to all help us make more informed decisions, help us tailor our approaches, and proactively address buyer needs, customer needs before they arise. Predictive selling is going to be big in 2024. It's going to give us a competitive edge, and it's going to enable us to stay ahead in a rapidly evolving market. Next, hyper-personalization through enhanced customer insights. And again, you know, this whole notion of personalization has been with us for a while. We've been talking about it. I've been talking about it for at least 5 years. And we still have work to do in sales. There's still this, you know, kind of proclivity for a one-size-fits-all approach, you know, flipping up standard PowerPoints, asking some of the just standard questions and, you know, dogging it, quite honestly. You know, we've got to really, really figure out how to personalize the experience because it's a sales experience. The buyers want a good and engaging experience, right? So, you know, how do we leverage data and analytics and AI and machine learning, right? How do we gain deeper insights into customer preferences and behaviors and pain points? It's just a wealth of information that we can now use to tailor and personalize our sales strategies. Whether we're talking about customized product recommendations or tailored demos and communications, we are going to have the ability to better create individualized experiences that will resonate with each buyer. which will then foster stronger connections and increase conversion rates. Next, content is the 12th man. We mentioned it before. But, you know, 95% of a buyer's search is done and behind them before they even get to sales. So what does that mean? That means, number one, that any content that this buyer engages with without your seller needs to be first rate, number one. Number two, the content that the sellers are using needs to be first rate. And number three, the content that the sellers send out afterward, not only during these meetings, needs to be engaging and first rate. No more vanilla CRM-like user interfaces. People want Disney, they want Hulu, they want Netflix, they want HBO, Showtime, right? They want video game type interfaces. They don't want Salesforce. Nothing against you guys. We love you. But they don't want it moving into these, you know, more advanced requirements. It's just as simple as that. They don't want spreadsheets, right? They don't want charts and graphs, interactive content, animation. In B2C, right? So in B2C, the more time a visitor spends on a website, the greater chance that they are going to spend money with you, right? So many of the consumer brands spend a lot of money, and I was in this space for 7 years, 6 years. They're spending money on rich experiences on the website so that buyers, consumers, as we call them in B2C, will spend more time engaging with these videos, engaging with the product, right? And just in having a great experience. The more time they spend, the greater chance of them spending money and going into the e-commerce experience and putting their credit card down. And now similarly, in B2B, I contend that it's the same thing. The more time that a buyer spends with your content on your website or with a deck or some sort of animated website or portal that you have sent, the greater chances of you winning that deal. It's as simple as that. So we talk about a couple of other things that may be coming into play in 2024, blockchain technology. Potentially, you know, enabling just greater connection between buyers and sellers, right? With smart contracts, validated agreements that can be automated, reducing the need for intermediaries and expediting the sales process. This could be huge, right? How much time do we spend in legal and procurement and, you know, InfoSec and all this stuff, right? So blockchain technology could really, really up the level of how quickly we can close business in 2024. So keep an eye on blockchain. And then finally, you know, the integration of 5G and the Internet of Things. 5G networks are certainly rolling out. The Internet of Things devices that are now out there. Again, facilitating a faster transmittal of data, quicker decision making, and also will help us with some of our interactive sales experiences, maybe more self-service in B2B, which certainly buyers want. But how do we make that self-service more guided and more kind of sales-led, I think is going to be the key moving forward. So how do we take the best of a seller and kind of put that into a self-guided buying experience that are going to make it easier for buyers to buy? You know, nothing against sellers, but they just don't want to deal with us all the time. And they want to be able to do things on their own. So it could be quite interesting as this kind of integration of 5G and the Internet of Things reshapes kind of our whole sales engagement process and makes the buying process way more easier for, you know, your B2B buyers. And think about what a differentiator that will be if you're out in front on that technology. So, you know, those were a few things of excitement going into the new year. You know, as I reflect back on this year, I'm going to say that the number one thing that I have learned is that, you know, it's not necessarily survival of the fittest. It's those that adapt, and it's those that are able to, number one, expect change. Number two, embrace change. And number three, leverage change to their advantage. And number four, create change. Actually make the change happen. So those four elements are going to be, for me, the biggest lessons that I take into 2024. Because, man, I'll tell you, you can be left behind, left in the dust in an environment like we're in today if you're not completely monitoring everything and being out ahead of it and not being late to the party. So anyway, folks, you know, I wish you all the best going into this new year, a certainly safe and happy and healthy new year. And, you know, if you've gotten any value out of the show over these years, and I'm sure you have, and if you haven't, that's okay too. And if you're new, but leave us a review or just give us a 5-star rating on Apple Podcasts and Spotify. Send the podcast to anyone in your organization that you think might get value from it or might be interested in it. And tell your friends about it. I would really appreciate that. And then send me an email if you'd like. And let's set up time to chat. I'd love to help you in any way I can. dan.sixsmith@gmail.com. So until next year, which is coming around pretty soon, this is Dan signing off for now. Wishing you all the best for 2024. Peace.